Lovely viewers, welcome to today's episode of Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Do you remember this face? With his tanned, muscular chest and his deep, dark eyes, this handsome hound will make you melt. But this fellow is more than just about fetching good looks. He has a heart of gold. And we already met him last week. He's Dave the Rottweiler, caregiver to an adorable array of fluffy, fuzzy sweethearts.
He's a mummy! So far, I think, off the top of my head, he's helped two whippet puppies who were abandoned, a Lotcher puppy who was, the owners didn't like it because it was crying too much, which is ridiculous. Freddy, who was another dumped, abandoned dog, and he was a Chihuahua cross, so he was absolutely tiny. There was Layla, who was found in a lay-by. She was like a little crossbreed, and she's been really spoiled. She now lives in Hungary. And they've got her own swimming pool and everything. Because I said she likes swimming. Oh, we'll build her own swimming pool. And there's been about 10 cats. There's been a lot of rabbits. There's been the two chickens. I think there's been three ducks. There's been a goose, a turkey. And he's helped me with every single one of them. They've all had something that I've struggled with. And he's always been there.
What happens when the little ones first meet Dave? Let's put it this way. Imagine you're a tiny downy duckling in an unfamiliar place without your mama. And an enormous drooling dog comes huffing and puffing towards you. Ah, scary, right? Well, that's precisely how two ducklings felt upon their first meeting with their foster daddy, Dave.
But within half an hour, he was lying in their paddling pool with them on him so that they didn't drown, because obviously a couple of weeks, when they're just starting to learn to fly, to swim, they're not waterproof yet, so they will sink if they're in there too long. So they were all on him, like jumping on here and jumping on here and jumping in the water and then getting back on and climbing all over him. And then one of them was a bit too wet and he did pick it up and put it out of the pond, which was cute. And then the ducks, they're like, oh yeah, it's Dave, let's go. And they'll waddle up to him.
Oh, he's just a big friendly giant. And in his endearing menagerie of a family, Dave plays the role of peacemaker Pooch. So when the siblings squabble, Dog Daddy Dave comes along to smooth things over.
You still have the problems. Like, one of the cats will decide to just chase one of the rabbits, and then the chicken will chase the cat. And Dave will just go in there, muscle his way in, and just kind of separate them. It's as if, you know, he's saying, give it a rest. You go there, you get to your bed kind of thing. And then they both look at him, and then they storm off. And then they'll be all right. As long as Dave's about, we've got harmony. We try, but not every single animal is going to get on. But we never had proper accidents. It's just that they play a bit too rough, and he's like there to tell them off. They definitely can interact with each other, there's no doubt about that. No doubt.
Dave sure knows how to keep things civil and orderly. He shows strong leadership now, but sadly this champ had a traumatic early puppyhood as he was raised in a puppy mill. Seeing how far he has come, one understands his selfless urge to care for others.
Dave was born with a bit of white here. So Rottweilers who have got white on them, they're not perfect. So he's a reject of the litter, so to speak. And the woman owed my mum money as well, so she went, well, I'll take Dave. He was docked, because Rottweilers used to get docked, it's illegal now. He was really fat with worms, fully compact. He was riddled with fleas, and he was a bit nervous as well. I think he was about 6 weeks when my mum got him. I think he's the only one who's survived out of that litter. None of his brothers or sisters are alive. Just because of the breeding and the start. Personally, I think what it is, he's come from such a bad start and he's realise the love and attention that we've given him. I don't know whether he's trying to repay us or if he's saying, well, these animals that we get, he kind of knows that there's something not right with them and he's trying to make sure for them to realise that this is a good place. He just helps out all the time.
And how does this remarkable and wise canine companion bless best friend Amanda in return for nurturing him?
He's brought love to us. He's taught us how to be more understanding of other people. Because there's going to be people in all walks of life that you're like, just go away, leave me alone. But you have to then think, well, why are they like that? So now he's taught us to be like that with humans, to be more understanding and caring. And you can change your perspective of people. You might have a...
Dave's good-natured disposition and paternal tendencies have earned media attention. In an online contest sponsored by a company that sells medicine for cats and dogs, with over 6,000 dog and cat entrants, he was chosen as Britain's top dog, with 265,515 votes cast overall.
It's changed a lot of people's perspective on Rottweilers, to be honest. This is just not a vicious dog. They're not bred to be vicious. And this just proves, if the right people get them, how soft they can be. Slobbery, but soft. And I've had a few, because they used to, around here, cross the road when I seen him, because he is quite a big, intimidating looking dog. They'd cross the road. But now, you get some of them going, oh, that, I've seen that, is that Dave? And I go, yeah, and they're like, ah, Dave, giving them big cuddles, and then they get big kisses from Dave. And then sometimes we'll take him uptown, when it's really, really busy, just to get a bit more interaction. And he loves that. I know that animals are beyond what we think they can do. There's just so many things that they're just so capable of. We can only dream of doing that, really, can't we? We've got a lot to learn, I think, from watching animals.
Moreover, this hero saves lives not just in the home, but in the hospital too.
He's a blood donor as well, and he saved a couple of dogs' lives from that. Like, the vets just phoned us up, can you bring him in? Emergency, so he has to go in, take the blood straight away, and then that. And he's got his good citizen, which is obedience. No, he's up to silver. And he does his gold as soon as he's better from his leg injury.
With his busy schedule of being a full-time nursemaid, Dave still finds time to enjoy some hobbies. What are you looking for? I thought chasing shadows was just a figure of speech, not something to be taken literally.
He likes to dig, and he's a good digger, because you can point to a certain specific spot and say dig, and he'll dig to China. He'll just keep going. He absolutely loves digging.
It turns out he's a bit of a beach boy too. Catch a wave, dude.
Oh, he loves swimming. He likes the waves, because we live so close to the sea. So we take them down, and he likes digging as well. So he'll dig a hole and then he'll run into the sea, get the sandal off him and then come back and do it all over again. Oh, and he's done a bit of dock diving as well. It's like a big jetty and then there's a pool at the end of it and they have to run and then they dive off into the water. And he didn't get that far, obviously, because he's a bit of a big dog. But he got a little medal for it, for trying it, because it's quite daunting. I wouldn't do it.
And what's his favourite game?
Football. Without a doubt, he loves football. Although, he busts them all the time. We've yet to find an indestructible... I bought one of them indestructibles, and he destructed it.
Well, maybe he's no David Beckham, but gardener, long-distance diver, and blood donor, that's a pretty impressive list indeed. In the end, however, Dave's main vocation and passion is caring for others.
His main thing is just other animals, just making sure they're all right. And I think he actually does enjoy it, because he gets really upset. If there's no animals about, he does get really upset. If there's someone who's sat there in a corner all sad, he has to go and sort them out.
Isn't he just adorable? We thank Dave for sharing his unconditional love with others, both human and animal alike. a paragon of slobbery virtue. He brings inspiration to all and is a brilliant example of the beautiful Rottweiler breed. This canine can make anyone's heart go mushy. Give us a smooch, Pooch! For his noble heart, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honouring Dave with the Shining World Loving Award and £1,500 for extra veg snacks, beds and a jacket. Supreme Master Ching Hai is herself a devoted animal lover with 10 adopted dogs of her own who have inspired her to write the number one international best-selling book, The Dogs in My Life. One of these dogs is also a Rottweiler named Goody. In a gathering with our association members in January 2009, Supreme Master Ching Hai brought along Goody for a visit.
Goody, I'm here.
Yeah! You see me? Say hello. Oh, hello. Yes. Okay. Yeah, baby. Yeah. All right, you're good. He loves people. Yeah, he loves people. He's very clean, don't worry. He's very clean. Yeah. We clean him 4, 5, 6 times a day. Yeah, because they come in muddy, you know? Muddy. And then to clean with vinegar. He loves people. See? Yes. Yeah. You saw him on TV, huh? Good. Go ahead. Say hello to everybody. See, he knows. Good boy. Yeah. You see, they say Rottweiler is very fierce dog. He's not. Very sweet. Very, very sweet. Actually, he's not that sweet to everybody. Just you here, he knows it. Even when I'm in the car, you know, and he saw somebody go too near, suddenly he growled at them. Yeah. But to you, he knows who's who, yes. Yeah. If I am with other stranger, he would always growl at them if they go too near. Yeah, but here he looked like he's swimming in the ocean of love. Okay, go. Behind us. You say hello to everybody. Look at that. kiss. Oh, God. A Rottweiler who kiss strangers. You are strangers to him. Kiss you. Oh, yeah. Good boy, Goody. Good boy. Oh, yeah. He knows you like... He also knows that you love him. Yes. He knows who's who. Yeah. Good. Later. Good boy. Good
boy. Sweet viewers, thank you for spending time with us on Vegetarianism, the Noble Way of Living. Coming up on Supreme Master Television is Between Master and Disciples. May all beings experience everlasting peace and joy.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/veg.